Hi, everybody. My name's Jim. I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Jim.
And member of this group. And pretty much from the beginning, when I came into the program, Eric gave me a body slam tonight by asking me to sit up here. I've been going through a difficult period at home, I've been away for quite a while now. It feels like years, but it's been months since I've gone to a meeting. And it was easy for me to find excuses to not come. But that's just what they were. They were excuses. And, you know, this program, this process saved my ass. And it's doing it again tonight. You know, it seems to be the way it goes. So I guess I have to say thank you, Eric. Over the course of the last few months, he reached out for me a couple of times. My sponsor, Don, reached out for me, trying to encourage me to get my ass out to a meeting. And so finally tonight, I decided I'd bite the bullet and drag my ass up here and said, I just get my comfortable seat back there and listen. You know, that's what I needed. That was the medicine that I needed, and here I am. So I hope I don't shortchange you guys, because typically I like to prepare before I say anything. And so this is totally ad-lib, you know. And, you know, when I try to think back on the early days, when I picked up a sponsor and I started this process, and I've been to plenty of meetings where I hear guys that are just really good about recalling those events that happened in their lives, in many cases years and years prior. And everything was always so fuzzy to me, and I kind of felt bad about that. And I don't know if that's going to change, you know, if it's going to get sharper, you know, as I get older and years go by. But I do remember enough. I remember what I need to remember. And it's all about keeping it simple and just sticking to the basics, because I'm famous for, as well as all of you guys are famous for, overcomplicating everything. This program's not complicated. And the irony of this is that the business that I'm involved with, my career path, is very complicated. And I constantly tell my employees to just think about the basics, the ABCs of what they do, because that's what they do on a daily basis, and that's what makes them successful. And it's so true, and it applies to this program as well. When I'd gotten up to this point and completed my writing, and I was ready when I came in, so everything seemed to come easy. I was not trying to hide anything, completely honest. I actually was excited about doing my writing. I took my time. I tried to be as thorough as possible. I asked for help when I didn't understand something. And I had a great sponsor that guided me through that process. In picking him, I think I attended a couple of meetings before I approached him, and it was somebody that reminded me of my father, and so I knew that I would feel comfortable speaking to him about anything, and that was the case, you know. So it was a blessing, and you know, slowly he walked me through this process. I don't remember exactly how long I spent writing. It was not years. It was months. And when I completed that process and we got together and we did the fifth step, and I think we spent a couple of days doing that. And the process that he had me follow as far as my writing, made sense to me when I did my fifth with him, as far as listing out all of my resentments and the effects, and then doing the turnarounds and numbering everything accordingly, so that when it came time for me to do my fifth step and read it to him, it flowed nicely, you know. I remember just taking my time, you know. We got into a quiet place, we did it at my house, and for the most part he just listened, and every now and then if he didn't understand something he would insert himself, he would ask me a question. But it certainly wasn't leaving my text, my writing, and it was short, it was clear, it was concise. He kept me on point, and we got through it. And afterwards, when it was completed, he had me take my time, take that hour, as it states in this book. And I don't recall it says take the book off the shelf and go over the first five proposals. I'm being honest with you, I don't remember doing that. I remember being exhausted, you know, like just absolutely spent, and I slept. I crashed in that room, and that's what I did with my 1 hour, probably and then some. I slept like a baby because it was like a huge burden for me that had been lifted. I mean, this part of the program is referred to as a turnaround, sometimes to turnaround, and it was a turning point in my life. It was an absolute turning point in my life where I was stopping one path and I was starting another, and the effect that it had on me was undeniable. I mean, from that point forward, shortly after that, completing the rest of the steps was an absolute life-changing experience for me. And what all this taught me was just some basic things that I could do to change my life, because up to that point, having been out there drinking and drugging to a certain degree for almost 30 years, your body gets used to that. It develops a comfort zone, and that worked for me for a long time. This is a huge change to stop that and start going down a different path. You can't imagine that. You can't imagine how that might be possible. And the tools that this gives you in this process up to that point in step five was enough to help me to change my life forever. And you know, he told me all those basic things that I needed to do to get through each day without picking up that first drink, and I consistently followed that. But processing resentments, I mean, we process resentments on a daily basis, and before I had alcohol to drown that all out, and everything was about me, you know. You hear about all the selfishness that's involved in this process, all the fear. Alcohol allowed me to just focus on myself for all of those years, and definitely my attention wasn't on the people that mattered the most in my life, and it's so horrible to think back on, you know, to just be blind to all of that pain that was happening around you, and thinking that, you know, that you were the victim throughout the whole thing. Absolute madness. It just opened my eyes, because it basically, what it taught me was, it's not about the right and wrong of anything. it's just about what your role was in it, you know? Processing these resentments and then getting slapped in the face with those turnarounds was a real eye-opener. And then talking to somebody else about all of those things, all of those horrible things that happened, and all those horrible things that you learn about yourself in this process, it sets you neatly on that new path. So that now, you know, I'm not stacking shit like I did before. If I'm practicing these principles, then I'm processing that stuff. And then I'm just moving on. And I'm healthier for it, and I'm happier for it. Interesting thing is my time away from this meeting, from meetings entirely. This process gave me the strength and the sustenance to be able to carry on and not pick up that drink for a long time, but slowly, slowly, slowly. I was beginning to weaken because I wasn't doing everything that I was taught to do. And and coming to meetings and this fellowship and talking to you guys is a huge part of my sobriety. It's a huge part of my new path and my new life. And quite honestly, it takes me out of my head. You know, it takes the focus off of me and places it on you, your lives, or, you know. And I remember how I felt when I completed this step. I remember how I felt the first year, 2 years, 3 years into this program. And how, I mean, I felt like I was living my life for the first time, you know. Being 50-something years old, and for the first time, I was sensing happiness and true worth and appreciation of everything that was around me. I have, over the course of the last few months, slowly seen that diminish. So you take your eye off the ball, and you forget about the basics of this program, and that's where it's going to take you. It's got to be the complete package. It can't be. I mean, I was still getting down on my knees every morning and saying my prayers, you know. But there was stuff that was missing there, definitely. And that allowed me to sit there and feel sorry for myself. It was really pathetic, you know. And I've been doing that, and it's progressively been getting worse. So the punch finally decided to come here and get up here and talk about the fifth step. Get up here and just talk, period. It's an absolute blessing. This program has given me so many blessings over the years. I can tell you those stories. And it has a lot to do with my higher power. It has a lot to do with the lessons that I learned in this book. It has a lot to do with my sponsor, my home, my group, you know, all of you guys. But if I leave out any of those ingredients, I'm going to go right back to where I was before. And I've definitely gotten a taste of that. And so it's really good to be here. Thanks.